Blog Talk Radio. Phenomenal weekend. The weather's been great. Welcome to Passion Week or Holy Week, if some call it. I'm really excited about this year. And first and foremost, let me just thank you all for continuing to follow Elam Foundation and Unheard Voices, because we do this because of you. We serve this. This is just a platform to serve, and I'm so truly humbled that God has given the organization and myself to come before you, to humble myself, and just give to you what's just been pressed on my heart to share. Again, happy Monday, and welcome to Passion Week. And today, just pressed on my heart to talk about our expectation, previous episodes, I talked about the work and getting ready. Are we prepared for the rest of 2022 and our goals and things like this? But this I wanted to talk about is the expectation. And for those of you who have followed me, I always share how God has come into my life and changed my life. And yes, I still have my trials and tribulations, but the thing that I love about it is that through all of those teachable moments, because that's exactly what they are, that I get to see the love that God has given to me through Christ Jesus. And I'm so excited to always share the things that he has done in my life and what I'm seeing him do within my family. So with this, today I just want to talk about walking in expectation and know that I always talk, as I come before you, I'm always talking to myself as well. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this is that, of course, yesterday was Palm Sunday, and my church home, we talked about, my minister just talked about waiting in expectation, and he shared this story, and as most of you know, that Palm Sunday was when Jesus arrived in the city, and the people celebrated him through his entry into the city, and how they celebrated him, and they praised him, and that's what we are supposed to do when we, as we come before Jesus, or as we are waiting expectantly for him, that regardless of what it looks like, that this is what we should be doing. We should be just thanking him and waiting expectantly. Of course, we bring everything to him and lay it at his feet, but what I loved about the delivery of the service yesterday is that, and it actually kind of made me think about it. It's like, wow, I never, really thought about the story that way. And, and yesterday, as my minister, as the pastor of the church was sharing, he just shared about how when Jesus was entering into the city, he didn't come in like the king. He came in as just like one of us. He came into the city on the colt, on the donkey, and just wanted to be in that place where he is able to meet you right where you are. Because if you're coming in, you know, on these huge horses and all these things, a lot of times people are just celebrating and missing the mark. But I love the fact that what Jesus did, he came in to meet the people at a place where he was able to be celebrated at that time in a way where people can fully interact with him, where people can press into him even more. The thing about this story is that people had already have seen what Jesus has done throughout the countryside, what he has done with Lazarus not too long before Palm Sunday, and just healing people along the way, and the word has gotten back to the city where people were totally excited when he came in, because they knew that wherever Jesus showed up, that there was going to be some type of miracle. They didn't know what to expect. They didn't know how to expect things, but they knew that Jesus was meeting them right where they were. So they celebrated them. They thanked him. They shouted in all types of glory. And the thing about this is when Jesus enters into our lives, when we are we celebrating him? And forgive me for just kind of being all over the place, because the message that I just want to relay is just, coming at me, even though I've written it down, I've been doing this for so long, I always write it down. But just as I'm sharing this, as I'm coming before you, it's just I am so excited to know that once I've allowed Jesus to enter into my life, enter into who I am, because the word talks about how he stands and he knocks and knocks until, and it's up to us to let him in. But this story allows us to see that once he comes in, that we should be celebrating him, that we should be just laying everything out to him so he can meet us right where we are. And not to say that Jesus is like some genie or, magician in the bottle, because that's not who he is. And that's not what this story is about. This is about his grace and his mercy and God's love for us that during this week is going to be filled with so much passion and so much love that this week that we get to see God's true, how he just wants to give to us 100%, and how his love is just going to overflow with us. What can we expect from Palm Sunday is always that we just want to be closer and nearer to Jesus. And that's why we press into him. We should always be excited to be in the presence of Jesus Christ, of our Lord, because, again, in his presence, things get turned around. In his presence, he can move mountains. He can heal. He can just settle everything in which we have going on within our lives. So how are we pressing into him? How are we celebrating him? And his word will be fulfilled, because this triumphant entry into the city was prophesied years and years and years before it happened. So we know that even though the word gets spoken, it has in a timing, a expected time and when it's supposed to happen, not before or not after. God has already planned out when everything is supposed to happen. So do know that if God has given you a word, that it will happen. He will not allow that word to return back to him void. So know that in this we will see that his word will return. God will, as I said earlier, God will show. I am so sorry. I am just like so overcome by this week. And I'm actually going to step away from what I've written out because I'm just so totally enamored with the love that God has given to us. And how this week, yes, even though it's just been a week this week will be a week of seeing signs and miracles and wonders, but also this is a time that you will see come Friday, Good Friday, that that we will see the greatest pain. And even in the greatest pain that happened 2,000 years ago, that God's grace and God's mercy and his love, even as Jesus hung on the cross, that in the greatest of pain, that he still asked for mercy for us. He still asked for grace for us. He still went to his Father for us. So, yes, I'm so emotional about this week, more so than others, because I do understand that during this week was a week in which Jesus knew that he had to fulfill what God had called him to do. Three years of service. You know, some of us want to hurry up and run into doing all this, you know, do the service for the Lord. And I'm guilty of it myself. But the thing about it is that for the great 3 years of service, that it took preparation. It took preparation for Jesus to get to the cross, because that was part of what he needed to do for us. So those of you who are, and like I said, and I'm guilty of it myself. Sometimes it's like I get a word, it's like I'm running to fulfill, you know, what God has called me to do, but I had to learn through everything that that everything has a preparation. Everything. Because people will get to see and know and love you even more within your preparation. They will see that Jesus has his hand upon you. They will see. So do not rush the process. Do not rush. And those of you who are going through your struggles, and this is a great time for you, because everyone goes through their greatest challenge. Whatever your greatest challenge is, think about it. Think about it, that God is in the midst of it. God is in the midst. So walk this week in expectation, allowing Jesus to meet you where you are, allowing the miracles and the signs and wonders to take root within you. Because at the end of it, at the end of this week, we know the greatest miracle of all takes place. Everything will be broken. So it's really, really important, family, that you press in, that you press into this journey, that you press into this walk. And not only just in this week, but in every step that you take that draws you closer and closer to the Lord, press into it with expectation that Jesus is going to do something on your behalf. It's only when we do not expect Jesus to do anything, when we have no expectation, will it happen? It can. Will it not happen? It can. But listen to him and know that he is always with you, no matter what. And even when you cannot hear him speaking to you, even though you cannot hear or see him doing things behind the scenes, his word that he has spoken to you will not return to you void. So walk in what he's called you to do. Allow him to come into every situation in which you are going through. And even when you're not going through anything, still allow him to come into every day. As you guys know, I always say, invite Jesus into your day. Invite him in. Because if you do not invite him in, your day is just going to be so overwhelming. Your day is going to be so, you can feel the angst through the day. And let me tell you, yesterday, and this is just being totally honest with you. Yesterday, I did not invite Jesus in the beginning of my day. It was later in the day. And I could feel myself being off kilter through the day. So family, start your day off with inviting the Lord into your day, and you'll see the difference. You'll see the difference in the way you speak. You see the difference in the way you walk. You see the difference. So walk in every day, everything that you do, walk in it with expectation. And when he comes into you, celebrate him with everything that you have so he can meet you right where you are. Celebrate him. This is a great day. This is a great week. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what turmoil, no matter what may be going on in that day, in that situation, expect Jesus to show up in it. Expect Jesus to perform on your behalf. Expect him to give you the comfort that you need. Expect him to do something on your family's behalf. Expect him to cover you with everything, because when he shed his blood for us, that's all about grace and mercy. So family, yes, today, I felt like I was just all over the place because I was truly excited about yesterday's word. But the expectation, nonetheless, is there. And I hope that I was able to pull it together so you can understand the need for all of us to continue to press in to meet Jesus when he comes into our lives, to press in and expect him to touch you in every aspect. And even if you have nothing going on, just celebrate him. Celebrate him on behalf of what he's doing in your family. Celebrate him just because he woke you up that day. Celebrate him because he continues to give grace and mercy to you. So with that information, family, I love you. I do. I continue to thank you all over and over continuously for just allowing me grace when I come before you, because sometimes, like today, I'm all over the place, but I eventually get there. So I thank you for the grace, and I thank you for the mercy. If any of you or someone you know that is in need of food or toiletry, or if you're just in need of prayer, please, please, please reach out to us. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. And we'll get some food and some toiletries out to you, so that way we can help meet your needs the best that we can. If you're outside of the Washington, D.C. metro area, please let us know where you're located, and we will reach out to one of our partners in your area so they can help meet your needs. Again, send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. I don't like to close out my show without just praying over us. So as we prepare to come before Him, Heavenly Father, we come to You this day. We are so grateful that You've given us another day. We are so grateful that You continue to allow us to lay our burdens at Your feet. We are just so thankful that Your hand is upon us, Lord. We are just thankful that You continue to guide us and allow us to press into You every day with our situation. We ask that You come into our lives, Lord, that You come into our conversations, that You come into our work situation, that You come into our homes, that You come into our finances, that You come to us. Lord, we are so grateful. I am so grateful that You continue to love me when I didn't love myself. I am so grateful that You saved my family, Lord, that You continue to train us up so we can be better people. And I'm grateful that You have allowed this show to be a tool, a resource to reach others so I can share of Your love. Lord, continue to bless this community, bless our listeners. Lord, we pray for those families in the Ukraine. We know that nothing is a surprise to You, and we know that all of these things will work out. So we continue to pray for these who are struggling and going through these atrocities which have come before them. So we continue to pray for these families. Lord, here in our homeland, we pray wisdom over our leaders, Lord. We pray for wisdom in our community, in our governments, Lord. We ask for grace and mercy and wisdom, Lord, as You continue to move things on our behalf, Lord. Without You, we are nothing. And we thank You, we honor You, and we give full glory to You. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, get into a good Bible-based church. I know some of you are just struggling with trying to understand what all of this means. Let me, trust me, I was one. It was like, I don't get this. But once you begin to understand all of the love that is in this story, because that's what the Bible is. The Bible is a story. It is a tool to help you understand and give you instruction that will help you live everyday life. And please, if you don't get it right, quickly go back and be like, Lord, just be honest. Be like, I messed up. And He will forgive you and turn that situation around. But you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to want to change, because He knows everything. So, family, God bless you. Remember, walk this week and every day moving forward with expectation to meet Jesus, or Jesus will be meeting you right where you are as He arrives into the city on that donkey, where you can touch and just see Him for who He is, and see the love. So, family, God bless you. Have a great week, and just enjoy. God bless you all. Bye now.